on.
Good morning, KC. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. We were talking earlier about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. I will say this. I don't like the idea that they're getting together, but when you look at the pictures, they look extremely happy together.
I was going to say, why don't we like it? You know, a lot of the mistakes he made, he was young. It sounds like he's figured out, hey, I was a real jerk, and he's trying to fix it. And if they're truly, you know, each other's first love, hey, more power to him.
I think the thing that's going around that people were talking about, the little negative thing, is it's so quick right after just breaking up with The Weeknd.
Although we don't know exactly when it happened.
Exactly.
We just know we just found out
they
about
were together.
It. And apparently he broke up with her and seems to be moving on. So, you know, maybe she's just going to a really good friend to comfort her in her time of breakup.
Well, they look like a couple. Anyway, good for them.
Maybe they're friends with benefits.
Yeah. Really excited about Maroon 5 coming to KC. One of the best shows I saw a couple of years ago. And you're going to get a chance to win free tickets after 7 o'clock before they even go on sale.
That's right. We're going to play our birthday game. I will call out a month. And if you were born in that month, be the first one to call. And you automatically win the tickets. You're not a finalist.
Right.
You're not just waiting around. You win the tickets instantly. And then we'll give you a chance to earn some money if you were born on the right day.
That's this around 7:20, 7:30.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Two more men have come forward with sexual misconduct accusations against actor Kevin Spacey. Meanwhile, six women have come forward accusing producer and director Brett Ratner of sexual harassment. Among the accusers are actresses Natasha Henstridge and Olivia Munn. There's a story yesterday that one woman is now accusing Jeremy Piven. He's on my new show that I love, The Wisdom of the Crowd. Jeremy Pitt, you know, Entourage, accusing him of sexual harassment. And I think that was a specific incident on Entourage. And a woman is accusing Dustin Hoffman of sexually harassing her on the set of the 1985 movie Death of a Salesman when she was 17. He has already apologized. Tyrese Gibson. Okay, this is sad. He's going through a custody battle with his wife over his daughter. And I don't know why he feels he needs to put it out there on public social media because, you know, keep it private. But I think he's just at his breaking point and he doesn't know what to do. And this is something that he just posted.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay? I've been away from my baby for 2 months. I just want my baby. I just want my baby. I'm at $13,000 a month. What more do you want from me? Oh, my God. My Shayla. My Shayla. And ain't nobody showing up for me. I got all these millionaire friends. I got billionaire friends. I've been there for you. Why nobody's there for me?
That's
I really
sad.
Hope that someone reaches out to him, not necessarily to give him money, but hopefully some of those friends see, oh my gosh, he's really in pain and needs
Seriously,
some support right
that is,
now.
That makes me, that breaks my heart.
So yesterday, Rocket, you and I have a good friend. His name is Swank, and he's obsessed with all things Disney, all things Beyonce, and when they made the big Lion King announcement, he posted on social media, all my dreams are coming true. Beyonce is confirmed to be in the live-action version of The Lion King. Now, keep in mind, this is going to be just like when they redid The Jungle Book.
Right.
So you're not going to see Beyonce. You're going to hear her voice. But she will be playing Nala. Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino. He's starring as Simba. James Earl Jones, who, of course, was in the original. He will be reprising his role as Mufasa. Seth Rogen is going to be Pumbaa, which is perfect. John Oliver is going to be Zazu, which, again, is perfect. The movie is expected to be released in 2019.
The only thing that would make it more perfect is if they took out the sad stuff and it was just all happy, happy, happy.
Oh, but then it wouldn't be a Disney movie. So Wendy Williams, she came back on the air yesterday and was talking to some of the haters. You don't hear it in this clip, but she specifically says, Tara, Rocket.
Whoa.
And then she talks.
A lot of people thought that was a joke. Me fainting on my set. No, that was not a joke. You know, I don't want to fall. I'm a tall woman, and it's a long way down. I'm also a woman of a particular age, and I'm not trying to break anything. And I don't do stunts and jokes for you like that. I don't need that.
Well, she was also bragging about how she was trending all over she was bragging about it.
Well, I mean, you know, if you have a weird, unfortunate incident, and it just happens to blow up like that, I mean, we would do the same thing, you and I. If you fell down the steps and I videotaped it, we would come in the next day and be like, oh my God, did you see? We are everywhere.
I don't know. I'm just reading what I see on social media.
Well, I don't want to see what you read. What do you think? You still think it's fake?
I still think it's fake.
I didn't think it was a joke. I thought it was a publicity stunt.
Yes, a stunt.
I think she fainted, and you guys are just haters, even though I don't like Wendy Williams. I don't know why I'm defending her. And finally, Jimmy Kimmel, still sick, and he picked the most handsome person to host his show last night, Channing Tatum.
Look, when Jimmy texted me to see if I could step in for him tonight, my first response was, new phone, who dis?
He didn't even have to do a good job. He could have just stood there on stage the whole time, and I would have said, awesome, Channing, you should have your own talk show.
So talented.
That is your tabloid trash.
Don't move. More hits are up next on Kansas City's number one hit music station, Mix 93.3.